Caitlin Holub, an attorney focusing on personal injury law in Northwest Indiana. Welcome to Personal Injury Primer, where we break down the law into simple terms, provide legal tips, and discuss personal injury law topics. Today's question comes from a caller concerned about his child, who was held in jail overnight as a result of a police officer's mistaken belief that there was a warrant out for the child's arrest. The caller was concerned that the child had been traumatized and wanted to know if the police could be held legally responsible. False imprisonment occurs when a person intentionally restrains another individual's freedom of movement within a bounded area without their consent and without legal authority or justification. The restraint can be achieved through physical barriers, force, threats of immediate bodily harm, or the misuse of legal authority, and it does not require actual physical confinement like being locked in a room. The confinement must restrict movement in all directions, and an area is considered bounded if escape would pose a risk of physical harm or if threats are made against the individual or their family. False imprisonment is recognized as both a criminal offense and a civil tort, allowing victims to seek damages for the unlawful detention. A few years ago, there was a television show premised on the main character having been mistakenly imprisoned for 10 years and having won a large monetary settlement upon being released. In the caller's case, the child was held in jail overnight. Still, the event likely caused anxiety. How does Indiana law treat this kind of false imprisonment by the police? In Indiana, a person wrongfully incarcerated for a conviction that has been vacated is entitled to compensation of $50,000 for each full year of incarceration in the Department of Corrections or a county jail. Dividing $50,000 by 365 results in approximately $136.99 per day. Under this Indiana statute, the person wrongly jailed can obtain compensation through an administrative process instead of filing a lawsuit, as long as the individual applying for compensation meets the definition of, quote, actually innocent, and has had their conviction vacated. The Indiana Exoneration Fund administers this compensation fund, and applicants must submit documentation proving their eligibility. A form can be filled out online to obtain compensation. The caller's child would likely be eligible for compensation, given that the police officer conceded that she made a mistake in locking up the child overnight. This statute protects state and local governments from litigation and helps victims as well. If not for the statute, victims would have to present a timely tort claims notice and then file a lawsuit if no settlement is reached with the state or local government that made the mistake. The streamlined process of filling out a form to obtain compensation, even if the amount to be recovered is capped, is a reasonable way to deal with mistakes, as described by the caller. I hope you found this information helpful. If you are a victim of someone's carelessness, substandard medical care, a product defect, work injury, or another personal injury, please call 219-736-9700 with your questions. You can also learn more about us by visiting our website at davidholublaw.com. While there, make sure you request a copy of our book, Fighting for Truth.